This is John Hunt, and you're listening to the Who's Who Countdown.
Made in America, the red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor, the flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country, what she's done for.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Who's...
Whoa, let's try that again. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the new episode, number 29 of Who's... We Are Night Owl Country Band.
Hey!
I'm here with my friend...
Tim Dooley.
And...
Brett Denny.
My name is Matt Lee, and it's good to be with you for episode 29. We're one episode away from number 30.
Nice.
Wow.
We sure did miss you last week, Matt.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, we sure did.
With every bullet.
I tell you, the party we had last week, Tim, here, it was so awesome.
Man, it was scary. Scary good.
Scary.
Scary good.
Great, great. We are excited that we have a show coming up this Saturday. We're going to hit that right off the bat. Mm-hmm. This coming Saturday, we are going to be playing a Cirrafest at Cirland Park with none other than Mr. Way Jennings, grandson of Waylon Jennings. And we can't wait to do that. That's 7 o'clock this Saturday at Cirrland Park for Cirrafest. That is for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. We've watched a few videos this week of Way doing some live stuff. It's going to be a great show.
Bring your lawn chairs. It's right on the lake. It's beautiful. So you guys will really enjoy it, I hope.
Yeah, bring your lawn chairs. Bring your mom. Bring your dad.
Yeah.
Bring your whole family.
Ex-wife?
Yes, bring your girlfriend and your ex-wife. That'd be all right. All right, Brett, let's get into it.
All right. To start the top 10 countdown, we have a debut coming in at number 10, Paul Casey with This Old Cowboy Hat.
It was just an old cowboy hat, nerd on the front, a hole in the back, and he didn't mind. You would. All the time. I remember he would sit it down. I put it on and run around acting like I was John Wayne. He just smiled and put me on his knee. He said, "Son, granddaddy gave his hat to me. I hope someday I can pass it down. You can still wear it proud. Under that old cowboy hat is 100 years that go straight back to the South Wayne, where we were raised, man. I know they say times have changed. You can't.
And that was number 10, Paul Casey with This Old Cowboy Hat. I think one of my favorite lines in that song is when he put on the hat and he acted like John Wayne.
I haven't lost my temper in 40 years, but Pilgrim, you caused a lot of trouble this morning. Might have got somebody killed, and somebody ought to belt you in the mouth. But I won't. I won't. The hell I will.
I can just see a little kid, you know, doing that. So, great job, Paul. Thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, I thought it was a great song. I love the old school vibe to it. The storytelling was really good in it. What do you think? This is the John Wayne of Night Owl Country Band. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Oh, I loved it. It reminded me of, you know, my grandpa and my mom. You know, I got a shirt, flannel shirt that my mom wore all the time. And after she passed away, I had a friend of mine make it into a pillow. So, you know, just little things like that remind you of your loved ones, especially ones that have passed on. So mm-hmm. It's a very touching song. I loved it.
Yeah, I too. I also liked that it wasn't just the hat that his dad gave him. It was the hat that his grandfather gave his dad.
And yeah.
So it was really good. Thank you so much for sending that in.
You're listening to Whiskey Six String on Who's Who.
And that was number 9, John Hunt, with Whiskey Six String.
I love the guitars in this song. But, you know, and the song is about two of my favorite things, you know, whiskey and six strings. Mm. So, you know, he had me at the beginning. But just a great song. I love the waltz feel to it. It's kind of a redneck waltz, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. And I just really like the whole feel of the song. I like the way he describes the guitars and the relationships he's been through, you know, mm-hmm. and it's a pretty cool song. I love it.
We found out a little bit about that song when we interviewed John Hunt, and we're going to play that for you right now.
Hey guys, we have a very special interview today. This is our only 3-time. This guy has made the top 10 3 times with 3 different songs, and he's got a new song that's hit our top 10 this week. Whiskey Six Strings, and his name is John Hunt. Hello, John Hunt.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, going great. How's it going for you?
Oh, just sitting down here in Georgia at the moment, waiting on this hurricane to come in.
I knew tattoos and farmer tans, rodeo and NASCAR fans, Dallas Cowboy football on TV. Storm starts getting bad, you hear those sirens humming. Grab a six pack and a lawn chair, there's a tornado coming.
All right, ready to ride that out, huh?
Yeah, man, we're kind of looking forward to it, to tell you the truth, man. We enjoy hurricanes.
Yeah.
I know it's a little weird, but it is what it is.
Yeah. So where at in Georgia are you?
We're just south of Savannah, just hanging out, enjoying the weather, taking in the scenery.
Okay, so you're close to the beach then, right?
Oh, yeah. We're pretty much right on it.
Oh, dang. So, yeah, you will actually be riding it out for sure.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I'm from Southern Maryland originally, so I spent, you know, a good jag of my life up there, And believe it or not, over the years, we've had quite a few hurricanes come through there. And then being in Charles County, Maryland, you know, you back up to the bay and the Potomac River, you're more or less on a great big peninsula.
Okay.
And when those hurricanes come up through there, they seem to track right up the bay.
Can you give us a little bit of the backstory of this song, Whiskey Six Strings?
It was the first one that was under Top Shelf production.
Okay. I
wrote that song and sat on it for a while, and we were trying to get in the studio, and one of my producers contacted me, Beverly Gosden. She's the wife of the late great Vern Gosden. She said, "Hey, you know, get down here and let me get you in the studio. You need to cut this." So, and you know, she just overheard me playing live one night. You know, I'd get home from the gigs, you know, and at, you know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd still be wired up from all the PAs going in my ear. So, you know, you get home, you need that unwind time. So I would get home and kind of just, you know, put the live feed on and then play for anybody else who was, you know, still up at those hours of the evening. And she heard me and got a hold of me. And like I said, I've been sitting on that song for a while. I said, "All right, well, let's go ahead and do it and see what happens." And but I needed some investors to fund the project. So, long story there, but I'll make it as short as I can. So needless to say, one of my good buddies, Wes Rice, also a local musician from the Southern Maryland area, he hit me up and he said, "Hey, you know, I'll back the whole project. What's going on?" And I said, "Well, you know, I can't really let you do that, because I told, you know, a couple other people I was going to take 4 investors, and you know, if anything was to come of it, we're going to break this up, you know, 4 different ways." So, okay. Needless to say, I let him get in on it, and he's been a good friend of mine over the years, letting me, you know, stage crash some of his shows and then working with me on others. And, you know, we just grew to be good buddies. And so I called him back. I said, "Hey, I'm going to send you over this song. Why don't you write a verse on it or change a couple things around and send it back to me and let me put you down as a co-writer." So that's what he did. And we went down Nashville and cut it.
Yeah, it's great to have people to collaborate with. That really helps the creative juices flow. Mm-hmm. But it's a great song. I love it, John. It's I like that waltz feel to it. It's really really cool.
Thanks, Mike. That's one of the things I like about it, too. And then the way Brent did the solo in that one just really kind of connects with me as well.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for guitars.
Oh, yes, he is. Hey, something that we like to ask the people that we interview, could you quickly name 1 or 2 of your favorite musicians or artists that's had a little bit of influence on you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would guess my first one, 100% without a doubt, would have to be Robert Johnson.
Upon my door early this morning, ooh, when you knocked upon my door.
And when she was king of the Delta Blues.
Love Robert Johnson.
And then and then another one of my big time favorites was Brent Mason. For the simple fact that he was a big part of what I was listening to all through the 90s, you know. So and then you just cannot get around his style of chicken picking. They're hands down the best chicken picker there ever was.
Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah, so fortunately enough for me, I was fortunate enough, everything y'all have played on Who's Who, Brent Mason does the guitar work on everything y'all have gotten so far.
Oh, wow, nice. Cool. That's real cool. Yeah, he's the man down there in Nashville.
man, it's a humbling experience to walk into the studio and work with him for the first time.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
The you told me a little bit of a story last week when we was on the phone. Can you go ahead and tell a little bit of that, of one of the first people that heard that song, Whiskey Six String?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, Wade Jennings, actually, was one of the very first people to hear that. I think that I got that song back from mastering maybe a night or two before he had heard it. And of course, you know, my parents and my daughter and, you know, close family like that had, you know, they got to hear it. But I think the first, you know, quote unquote stranger to hear it would be Way. And reason why is we ended up playing a gig together down in Sparta, Tennessee.
Okay.
And yeah, played guitar for him for a couple songs and let him do his thing. And then after the gig, we met up and just kind of hanging out a little bit after the show and wrapping up and all that good stuff. And I'd say, hey, man, check this out one time. This is because I played solo that night. So for my portion of it. And I said, check this out. This is, you know, full band stuff here. And I let him listen to it out by the car, and I'm pretty sure he was digging it.
That's great. That definitely sounds like a style that he would love for sure. Well, John, we appreciate your keeping country music alive, actual country music alive. We like that outlaw style, and we appreciate that. We've liked all three of your songs. We've liked The Way Smoke Smells on You, the Calling My Name hit number one.
Yep.
And this week, Whiskey Six String.
Thank you so much, John, for your time, and we appreciate it so much.
Thanks, John.
No problem. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John. We'll talk to you later on.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed that interview from John Hunt. Guys, what'd you think of that interview?
Wonderful. He's a pretty cool guy, man. I like talking to him.
Yeah, laid back. I bet he was sitting back drinking a little drinky drink.
I don't know.
Sounds like he's close to the beach.
Yeah, getting ready to ride out that hurricane.
So, yeah.
I'd be drinking too. I knew I was facing that.
Yeah. Hope he did okay through that hurricane, yeah. Don't you?
I kind of, you know, I loved how, you know, in this interview this week, you know, we've full circled, you know. First person that heard his song was Way, and now we're going to be playing with Way in just a couple of days, so yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah, I thought you was talking about going to the beach. We talked about the beach and then the lake.
No, I don't want to see Tim in a Speedo.
Okay. Oh, you sure? I can make it happen right now.
And moving on in our countdown, coming in at number 8, Dave Nudo, Lean Into Me.
Every now and then, it feels like I get it right. Like right now, holding you tonight. If it all comes down and you feel like you can't win this fight, lean into me, lean into me. Lean into me when you feel like you can't carry on. Lean into me when you feel like walking away. Lean into me when it all feels right and you're standing strong. I lean on you, baby. We'll take it for another day. Lean into me.
And that was number 8. Dave Nudo with Lean Into Me. I really like the realness of the story. I mean, sometimes he gets it right, sometimes he messes up, but he still loves her no matter what. I like the realness of it. Sometimes you get the, you know, you have the, you do everything right. You dance, you buy the flowers and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes relationships are not always like that. So I just felt like this was a real story, so... What'd you guys think?
Yeah, I love the the message of the song is, like, you know, working on your relationships and making them work even through difficult times. So, yeah, good song, good message.
Yeah, good song, good vocal, and really top-notch recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, very good.
Yep. All right, gentlemen, it is time to step out of the nest. Today's question for you guys is, what is your guilty pleasure? Matt, we'll start with you.
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean. Well, I can tell you, one of our listeners,
okay,
John Barr.
Oh.
Probably Luke Bryan would be a guilty pleasure of his.
Would be. Him. Absolutely.
So guilty.
Sweet tea needs that sugar stir in small town nights. Need both ends burning, shades need drawing, hearts need falling, boots need knocking boots.
Who's going first?
I mean, you want me to start it?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mine is, you know, I thought and thought and thought. Brady Bunch came up, but I think a lot of people like Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
So mine is a TV show. It is a TV show called Lost.
But if we can't live together, we're going to die alone.
It is one of my favorite TV shows.
Okay.
And anytime there is a list on the internet, a top 10 list, who does that?
That top 10 coming soon.
Anytime I see a top 10 list of TV's worst endings, TV's worst shows, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
Lost is on that show. Okay. So I think Lost, for me, falls into that guilty pleasure that not a lot of people like that show, and I loved it. So that's my guilty pleasure, is the show Lost. Check it out.
Guilty.
All right, who's next? Keep it clean.
You better go, Matt.
It's going to take you a minute to think clean. All right, if we're talking TV shows, probably my guilty pleasure that I could watch over and over and over again while eating sweet tarts.
Nice.
Ooh.
Or popcorn with a little bit of extra butter and salt.
Guilty.
Would be Everybody Loves Raymond.
It was college. I was finding myself.
Found yourself on page 7 of the Daily News with your boobs out.
Wait!
Holy crap.
I love that show.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
I love the old man and the old lady always arguing with each other.
Yes, yes.
I love that. And Raymond's always... He's trying hard, but he always messes up.
Always messes up.
And Robert, he's always upset. Isn't he? Why does it always have to be Raymond that gets everything?
All right, Tim, we have saved the guiltiest for last.
Well, mine's a musical.
Okay,
guilty,
yeah, yeah,
pleasure.
Okay,
I love the Bee Gees. Love their disco stuff too, so
okay,
there you go.
Perfect.
I love that movie, Saturday Night Fever.
Okay.
And, you know, I love the little music in it, and I watch that movie all the time.
I see.
So yeah, I got their greatest hits in my Jeep right now, and I listen to it all the time.
Well, there
so
you
there
go.
You go.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That. Talking to a musician, you
who
say, oh, Tim,
okay,
hey,
the guitar player, how hard is it to play disco music compared to the country music that we play?
I've never played disco music,
played
really.
Disco.
Ah, okay.
It's mostly drum machines and the bass line,
synthesizer
not,
stuff,
yeah, not much guitar, yep, really in it, a little bit.
So, I bet Steve plays disco.
He does.
But, you know, I grew up when disco was not cool.
I gotcha.
And, you know, they used Q95. Q95 used to have disco album burnings and stuff. Yeah. And so it was, you had to keep it on the down low if you like disco. Yeah. So I didn't like any disco. I liked the Bee Gees because I love their harmonies. Okay. And stuff, so.
You didn't like John Travolta?
Yeah, I liked him in the movie. Okay. Yeah. I liked him in Grease, too.
A lot of women like John Travolta. Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at me for?
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Hey, Steve, what would be your guilty pleasure?
Oh, boy.
We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Oh, wow. Man.
Did not expect that.
Wowee.
Did not expect that.
Actually, I did expect it, so...
All right, and moving on in our top 10 countdown, coming in at number 7, Trace Thompson with Good Goodbye.
I've been tied down a couple times, gave my heart and lost my mind. A single life shouldn't be fine. Who's ever heard of a good goodbye? That was a good goodbye.
And that was number 7, Trace Thompson with Good Goodbye. I know a lot of our fans and listeners really like that song.
Indiana boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to catch one of his shows one of these times when he's playing close.
Yeah, great song. It is on the way down. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of them things about this top 10 list. We have great musicians. And you just can't stay up forever, you know.
Yep.
You have to drop down and everybody else moving up. So still number 7 that's a good number.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucky number.
I mean, one reason songs move up and down is other songs get sent to us.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you have a song, if you know of some musicians, some artists, some songwriters... that would want to send their music into us to listen to, rate, and hopefully make the top 10, give them our email address. That is nightowlcb1, that's the number 1, at yahoo.com. Send that as an MP3 or a WAV file. Send in some information about you or them. Just maybe a little backstory, so we got some information. We'll give that a listen, guys, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, and if you liked these songs, I mean, just because they drop off our top 10 doesn't mean you can't go to their website and maybe buy the song mm-hmm. from them and have it in your playlist.
Yeah.
So you can keep these songs going.
Yep.
Yep. Look for them on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you stream your music.
Right. And now coming in at number 6, Adam Whitehead with Single Mom.
She didn't want him to grow up in a broken, busted up home. Where the rent can barely be paid, and you pray the lights will turn on. No, she didn't want him to grow up, but she works the best that she can for a 2-bed, 1-bath, Section 8 place, new paint, old table, and no dad. And pension every quarter, every dollar, every day that goes by. The coulda, woulda, shoulda beens, every teenage sin that brought her into this complex life. And at the end of the day, she's done her best to pave a way for the road God put her on. Single mom.
And that was number 6, Adam Whitehead with Single Mom. We're definitely going to give a little shout out to Adam. We just feel like we're brothers in music.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
I hope he feels the same way. He has given us a lot of great shout outs. He sent us a wonderful email thanking us for playing his music. We don't we shouldn't get the credit. It's his song, his music.
Yeah,
you know, we enjoyed it. And he's looking to hook up with us and maybe play a gig sometime. So
yeah,
hopefully that'll happen.
That would be cool.
I came up with a new nickname for him.
Yeah.
I offered us to start calling him Hun. Oh. You think that would...
Oh.
Hun, is that okay, Tim?
No, it's not okay. What the heck?
How about new?
No, we appreciate you sending your music, Adam. That's a great song. Great song. Tim really likes the song. He's told us several times he loves that song, don't you, Tim?
Yes, I do. It reminds me of my mom. So, thank you.
Good.
Great song.
Hey!
Hey!
Part of this countdown and who's who is... We have some supporters that help this show go along. We call them the patrons, Patreons.
Yes, patronizing us.
Patriotics.
You are so patriotic. So what is a Patreon, you ask?
I didn't ask.
No, but I heard it. I heard it.
Okay. Oh.
Patreon, if you go to patreon.com and sign up and pick one of our three tiers, we have a $5 tier, a $15 tier, and a $25 tier.
Yes.
A tear in my beer.
Definitely the $5 tier. That gets you a shout out on our weekly podcast. And we have actually made one of our Patreons a celebrity.
I think so. I sadly think so. The one and only John Barr, who is Tim's
bearded brother.
Yes.
I think I think it's getting to his head.
Yeah.
I really think it's getting to his head.
Yeah.
I think it's getting to his beard.
That is one luscious beard, though.
Yeah. And also...
I just want to frolic through that beer.
We're on the rosé.
Yes, I bet Benita frolics through that beer.
Barefoot.
Yeah. Also, we want to say thank you to America's couple.
Miss Nadina and Jerry Pardue. Yes.
Yes, we appreciate you guys being a Patreon and supporting Night Owl Country Band and this top 10 countdown of independent artists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we're able to get this out, is when people, the more that they give, the more we can take this and make it just a little bit bigger. And we're excited that Who's Who has became a little bit bigger and bigger every week.
Mm-hmm.
And we would never thought we would be doing interviews with some of the people that we're doing interviews with, right, Tim?
It's been a real blessing, man. It's been a cool ride.
Yeah.
And keep it going.
We also want to thank Mark Dooley.
Yeah, Mark C. Dooley.
My brother.
Yes.
Yeah, good man.
And then a couple more people, Tim.
My good friend Sally Filia. I used to play music with Sally back in the day.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's great.
Which day?
Back in the day.
I gotcha.
Probably mid-80s.
Mid-80s.
Yeah, early 80s.
All right.
And your sister in Christ?
Marilyn Hammond.
Yes, we thank you all for that very much. And if somebody wants to be a Patreon, Brett, where do they go?
They would go to patreon.com/nightowlcb.
And something we're doing special this month, the month of August, is anybody that becomes a Patreon of $15 or more will receive an exclusive Night Owl Country Band mask. Masks have become somewhat of a controversy in the state of Indiana and Kentucky, just about everywhere right now, whether to wear them or not to wear them, they're requiring them. But if you have to wear one, you're going into Walmart or whatever, you might as well be in style with a Night Owl Country Band mask.
Oh, yeah.
So if you do that, $15 or more, we'll send that out to you so you'll have a mask to show all your friends.
And now coming in at number 5, Gary Burke III.
GB3.
With Like That.
There's a couple in the corner at the coffee shop on the same side of the booth. They've been coming in here for 35 years, but they still look brand new. She scoots in a little bit closer, like their first date still isn't over. but the kind of thing that makes you miss the one that got away. Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want a love like that. Everybody wants to know deep down that this one's gonna last. Everybody wants the real thing, that undeniable feeling. Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want a love like that.
And that was number five, Gary Burke III with Like That. We had an interesting little comment on one of our Who's Who independent country music countdown posts. We have started a trend. I think Steve may have started that. I don't like to give him credit for that.
We don't have to. He's not here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way to go, Tim.
Thank you.
But we posted the top 10 from last week, and Miss Sarah Nicole,
yeah,
all she'd put on a comment was hashtag GB3,
yeah,
right, with the flames.
Oh,
so yeah, it's catching on, Gary. Yeah. And you're welcome.
He's on fire.
Look over here.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Are you guys ready for a top 10?
I'm hanging onto my mic stand. White knuckles.
Well, I'm going to fasten my seatbelt here.
Oh.
Okay. This is going to be a little bit different.
Oh, different.
Yeah, there's that word again. www.angelfire.com did top 10 things of, it's kind of a funny top 10 Christian, top 10 list of different things. It's just kind of funny.
Okay.
So today, the top 10 that we're going to be doing is the top 10 things people think about while singing a hymn.
Okay.
All right. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Tim, you go to church a lot.
Yeah.
He needs it.
And sometimes our mind isn't always in church, right?
No. It's thinking about what you're going to eat or something, okay, maybe after church.
Yeah. Or what you're doing later that night or what you did Saturday night. Yeah.
I'm usually thinking, what kind of guitar is that guy got up on the stage? Yeah. And why is he got it sounding like that? You know?
Or, man, our gig lasted so late Saturday night. I wish I was in bed right now.
I never think that.
We've had some of those gigs where we get home and Brett almost has to go directly to church.
To go to church.
And repent.
All right. The top 10 things people think about while singing a hymn.
All right.
Number 10 is the pot roast.
Hold on a minute. We're going to go perfect Sunday dinner. Roast beef, roast potatoes, Yorkshire puddings, some carrots and cabbage, and then maybe a really nice sort of sexy gravy.
Can I just say in advance that I'm quite an intelligent woman, but when it comes to the kitchen, I don't mind admitting I'm a complete bimbo.
What's that?
So you're supposed to put the pot roast on before you go to church?
Right.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, did I turn it on before I left?
Because you don't want to come home to a raw pot roast. That's not of the Lord.
That's something we've done before, throw in a pot roast before we go to church.
All right.
And yeah, that might be something that people think about. Yeah. Number 9, what does the pastor wear under robes?
I don't want to know. I don't care.
Oh, goodness. Hey, they got to stay cool.
Yeah. So, have you been in any services where they wear robes?
When I was growing up in church and I was in the choir, we had to wear a robe if you're in the choir. Yeah, in the choir.
Yeah, my brother's wife was Catholic, so we've been to their church a few times, and yeah, most definitely he was wearing the robe.
They got some awesome robes.
They do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only time I've seen robes at church is when they're going to do a baptism.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 8. Will the person behind me ever hit the right note?
I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Hey!
You had to know that was coming,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it seems like sometimes they're the loudest singers that there is.
Yeah, because you are supposed to make a joyful noise mm-hmm. unto the Lord.
It's joyful to them.
Correct. So that's why they're singing loud.
That's yeah. right.
And there's a few times where I'd hear somebody singing loud behind me. And at first, it's like, oh, they're trying to sing harmony. And then the longer you hear it, you're like, no, it's just not good.
They're trying.
But they're doing it for the Lord,
they
right?
They are.
Yeah.
Bless their heart.
Number 7, we are 90 minutes away from kickoff. Ready for that Packers game, right?
Oh, man.
Packers
Come
versus
on.
The Bengals.
Heck yeah. Oh, praise man. The Lord and pass the cheese dip.
All right. Number 6. Did I turn off the curling iron?
Oh, yeah.
I don't ever think that.
You don't?
No.
You don't curl your beard?
I do not.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
Brent, have you ever had to make a run home just to make sure?
There's been a couple times, yeah. So, thank the Lord for the new curling irons that have the automatic shutoffs now. But
yeah. Coming in at number 5, the likelihood of the ceiling fan falling and hitting me on the head. You ever get mesmerized by the fan, ceiling fan?
Where are you going to church at? A dump? Yeah,
there must be a
burnout basement somewhere.
Boring, boring service for somebody to do that.
I've been in services before where they do the altar call, and then after they do the altar call, the preacher start talking a little bit longer, and then he'll say, "Go ahead and sing one more song."
Oh man!
And I've been there where it just kept going and going and going, and I was in my mind, I'm thinking, man, is this almost over? And then also in my mind, I'm thinking, I wish that person that's under conviction would finally go to the altar. You know what I mean?
Sure. He's talking to you.
Yeah. Do I have to come get you?
Get over here.
Number 4. How many people have lost more hair than I have?
That I probably think about sometimes. All right.
I haven't thought of that one. I still got a little bit of hair.
You will.
I got.
Oh my!
He's prophesying on us. Coming in at number 3, how would the hymn sound if Metallica played it?
Rock of Ages, there for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
If you come to my church, you will hear it.
You ever think of how rock artists would sing a hymnal or anything?
No, I don't think I have.
If you check out Tim Hawkins, because he does a whole skit on Christian songs and rock songs mixed together. He does Led Zeppelin and all those bands. It's hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
You got to check it out.
So you never wonder how it would sound if Ozzy Osbourne had sang Amazing Grace?
Oh, my Lord.
I tell you, one rendition of Amazing Grace by Steven Tyler.
Mm.
But it's good.
It is great.
Nice.
He's in a church. He isn't rocking it out. But, he's doing it. So just like Tim wants you to go watch Tim Hawkins, go find that Steven Tyler Amazing Grace.
That'd be cool. All right, number 2. Are there donuts in the fellowship hall?
Time to make the donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts are always fresh.
I made the donuts.
We make them at least twice every day.
Time to make the donuts.
You got to do that first thing. When you get to walk in the door, you scope that out first.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, you don't want to, yeah.
So during the hymnal, is there any left is probably what you're thinking.
It could be. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Does your church offer coffee and donuts and
stuff? Oh, yeah, man. We got like a Starbucks in the lobby.
Yep.
Yeah. Yours?
No, no. Mm-hmm. We fend for ourselves. We all bring our own breakfasts into our Sunday school.
That's something you do every morning before work, though. You go get you a donut, don't you?
About three times a week, sure.
No, I've been to your church, and I remember cookies.
Yeah, cookies
a few
one
times.
Time. Yep.
Yeah.
So coming in at number one, how many more verses does this song have?
Oh, yes.
This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
That's enough, guys.
So that kind of ties in what I was saying earlier. Sometimes those songs seem like they go on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Well, if you go read Amazing Grace, it has like 28 stanzas to it. So
okay.
I'm glad they've only do about four.
Old time religion's got a bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that came to mind real quick. A lot of times, a couple of our pastors, they're ending prayer. During their prayer, they're going, okay, and Lord, you know, just clear everybody's mind. Let's not think about what we're having for lunch. And then, of course, I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch.
Right on the bat.
Why put that in your prayer, dude?
It's like putting the Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket on the light bulb in the van. You're going to think about chicken.
I love it.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. That's something just a little bit different what we've been doing.
Yeah. That's the stuff we love. Thank you so much, Matt. And now coming in at number four, KFC Bucket himself, Wade Jennings, with Gypsy Soul.
If you're looking for some loving, honey, I'll be here for a while. But if you're searching for a husband, girl, you know that just ain't. Go ahead and get back up, 'cause I got a couple thousand miles, still ain't put on this old pickup truck. Yeah, I'm a gypsy, and I always find my way.
And that was number four, Wade Jennings with Gypsy Soul. Matt, we're going to be doing a show with that gentleman here real soon.
Yes, we are only a few days away, August 8th, Saturday, August 8th, starting at 7 o'clock, meet and greet at 6 o'clock, Night Out Country Band and Wade Jennings at Cirrafest at Cirrland Park in Columbus, Indiana. This is a show that you do not want to miss. Right now, especially in Columbus, Indiana, there's not very many shows that's happening. So this may be one that you'll see, and you may not see another one for a little while. Ain't that right, Tim?
Yeah, they've tightened things down a bit. But this show is going to go on. It's a lock. So I hope you guys can come out and enjoy it.
I know I'm going to come out and enjoy it.
You better.
Thank you.
We're trying to get Wade Jennings a KFC sponsor.
He would probably take it and appreciate it.
I bet he would.
He would.
It'd be cool to see a big old Silver Eagle bus with Wade Jennings down the side and then KFC bucket on the back of it. You know?
Maybe we need to get some buckets and put them over the lights on stage lights. Make him feel at home.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Make him feel at home.
All right, and moving on in the countdown, number three, Jeremy Parsons with Tragedy.
Found it there on the hotel floor.
fist hold through the bathroom door. Nobody knows what the hell happened here. Mirrors broken, blood's on the sink. Sometimes things ain't what they seem. They want the scene to be just like you and me. Oh, ain't that a tragedy? Or is this reality? Oh, is this the way it is? Oh, is this the way it ends? Oh, what a tragedy.
And that was number three, Jeremy Parsons with Tragedy. He is inching his way closer to number one. He moved up one spot. We appreciate you sending that in, Jeremy.
Really good song, yeah. We appreciate you sending that one in. Good song. His last song was really good. We enjoyed it. It did hit number one. This one could, too. It's inching its way up. Number three right now.
It is.
I like that mandolin that he plays. I think I've heard mandolin in all of his songs. I wonder if he plays it. Probably does.
Maybe.
But, yeah, it's cool. I love it.
All right, and coming in at number two.
Uh-oh.
Christian Davis with
Hands of a Working Man.
And that was number two, Christian Davis with Hands of a Working Man. Tim, it didn't make it, did it?
It didn't make it for the fourth week of number one.
Right.
But, you know, it had three strong number one weeks.
Very strong.
And what a great song, man. I hope everybody turned it up really loud and rocked out on that one, because that's a good one.
Yeah.
Not a fourth week in a row yet.
Nope, not yet. And now, with our honorable mention, Miss Lori Hardman with River of Blues.
It's falling around midnight looking for a signpost, watching out for him which way he'd go. Gotta find a reason, looking for an answer, why this love is such a burning disaster. River of Blues rolling over me. Check by the river, been around town, searching all directions, feel like a clown. Under this grin, there's a hurting fire. Will this game ever stop? Will he ever calm down? River of blues, rolling over me. I got a river of blues, rolling over me. Sun on the red in the sky, hot's my temper, feel like I'm on fire. Stomping around through the town, kicking doors down. Everyone and their brother said they seen you around. I got a river of blues rolling over me.
And that was Lori Hardman with River of Blues. What a different type of song, right, Matt?
Yes. I really love that song that Lori sent in to us. Totally different than what we've had on the top 10 countdown. I'm glad it got the honorable mention. Really good song. I love that beat. Mm-hmm. I love that beat. And I love that old bluesy feel.
Yeah.
How about you, Tim?
Yeah, I like that too. I also like the blues harmonica in it too. Sounds really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we are an independent country music countdown. I think that borders. That's very borderline. And again, she was very confident enough to send in her music to us for us to listen to. We each gave it some pretty decent ratings, so maybe it'll make our top 10 countdown. You never know.
Maybe.
Thank you for sending that in.
I've got a question for you guys. It's a quick question, off the cuff.
Okay.
Just to see what you guys think.
So out of the nest, off the cuff, and off the tracks.
That's a song coming near to your venue, wherever your venue's near. What did I just say?
I don't know.
It went off the track.
Oh, yes, we have a new song called Off the Track. We're hoping to record that hopefully by the end of the year. I sure hope so. So, a real quick question. This is just, it's going to be a quick shoot. Right now, a lot of things are political. We got a election that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
As a musician, I'm talking about musicians, it can be any genre, who would be your musical president and vice president?
I think my president would be Brad Paisley.
Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay.
Guitar player.
Do you like guitars?
A little bit. Just a bit.
And then I think my vice president would be Brett Michaels.
Oh, nice.
So.
Both of them with cowboy hats on.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be a mess.
Oh, my. I was also kind of thinking of John Rich, because when I saw him on The Celebrity Apprentice, that dude's pretty smart. He's got his head on straight. But I went ahead and went with Brad Paisley.
Okay. Mine, I think he's a smooth talker.
Okay.
I think he'd be pretty good. Would be Trace Atkins.
Buzzers, you can eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling down near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk, but donkey donk.
He's got a good, smooth voice.
And he was on Celebrity Apprentice, too.
Yeah.
And I think he won. And, yes, he's very smart and got it all together.
Smart businessman,
yep.
Yeah. He's got it together. And not to mention great songs he's got. And family man.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Trace Atkins would be my president. Vice president, he would have all his rowdy friends over for sure. I'd have to go with Hank Jr.
I gotta get ready, make everything right, 'cause all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
You got to have some fun in the White House, right?
Well, yeah. That's kind of why I chose the Brett Michaels, to put a little fun in there, too.
There you go.
Pig in the ground, beer on ice.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there at the White House.
Oh, boy.
Right on White House grounds.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Here we go. Tell us what it is, Tim. Who would be your president and vice president?
Ted Nugent would be my president.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. And I'm thinking Alice Cooper could be vice president.
Well, we can't salute ya. Can't find a flag. If that don't suit ya, that's a drag. Sue's out for summer. Sue's out for ever.
OK.
Yeah, Ted Nugent.
Party time.
Heads will roll. Yeah. All right.
Law and order.
Yes. Woo. I mean, just thinking of some of the crazy politicians that I never would have thought would have been politicians. You know, yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
Who was the wrestler, Minnesota?
Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura. Yeah. That's crazy stuff, man.
Jesse the Body.
Yep. Ronald Reagan. He was an actor.
So. The wrestler, Kane. And Jerry the King Lawler ran, but he didn't get it in Memphis. All right.
There are some moves that are performed by our superstars that are truly beyond words. When you see these moves, your only reaction can be, holy, you know what?
Jerry, that's the same reaction I had when Michael Cole cost you your WWE championship.
You know, Vicky, that's probably the reaction that Dolph Ziggler has every time you model some new lingerie for him.
That's good stuff.
What's yours, Steve?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
Actually, I seen it coming. Yeah.
All right. I don't know how we're going to follow that up, Steve, but it is now time for our recap.
Very easily.
Coming in at number 10, Paul Casey with This Old Cowboy Hat.
Will I feel in strong when I put it on? This old cowboy hat.
Coming in at number 9, Whiskey Six String by John Hunt.
Memories in time were the one and the same, like fast women in car, Whiskey Six String.
And coming in at number 8, Dave Nudo with Lean Into Me.
If it all comes down and you feel like you can't win this fight, lean into me.
Coming in at number 7, Trace Thompson with Good Goodbye.
At number 6, Single Mom by our friend Adam Whitehead.
At the end of the day, she's done her best to pave a way for the road God put her on. Single Mom.
Coming in at number 5, I think he's now known as GB3, Gary Burke III with a song that we really appreciate him sending in, Like That.
Everybody wants a love that makes everybody else want a love like that.
And coming in at number 4, you'll get to hear him live soon, Way Jennings with Gypsy Soul.
Number 3 spot, Tragedy by Jeremy Parsons.
Oh, ain't that a tragedy? Or is this reality?
And also now at number 2, after a 3-week reign, now at number 2, Christian Davis with
Hands of a Working Man.
Oh, they'd rather hold a pretty girl tight tonight than the rough and dirty, strong and sturdy hands of a working man.
And now our new number 1 song, Dustin Chapman with Slow Dance.
Coffee in the morning and those fresh cotton sheets. I'll make sure it's warm, girl, but we don't need no more heat. Cause we can make our own steam. say the word and I'll draw those lines and show you off to the outside. Yeah, I know that this sounds crazy, but I don't care if the whole world sees, 'cause I just want to slow dance to some old record made that type of romance that we'll remember. It ain't about the shiny things or the fancy cars. All we need is you and me right where we are. Baby, we'll just slow dance. We'll play some Presley, 'cause I can't help but fall. Or maybe some Whitney, 'cause it's the greatest love of all. You got me bouncing, won't you? Turn the lights down low and turn on the fireplace. Love to see that glow shining brightly on your face. Girl, I can hardly wait. Yeah, I know that this sounds crazy, but I don't care if the whole wanna slow dance to some old record made that type of romance that we'll remember. It ain't about the shiny things or the fancy cars. All we need is you and me right where we are. Maybe we'll just slow dance. We don't give many chances, so baby, let's take it. On our side, so we better not waste it. Drown out a world that is nothing but jaded and move from side to side. And baby, we'll just slow dance. Yeah, guys, all we need is you and me right where we are. Baby, we'll just slow dance. Yeah,
and that was our new number one, Dustin Chapman with Slow Dance. Gentlemen, he is getting a lot of recognition this week. A
lot of action.
Yep. So we are very honored to have his music and be spinning it, as the kids say nowadays. And we just want to congratulate you, Dustin, on reaching number one on the Who's Who Independent Top 10 Countdown.
Good stuff, Dustin. Thank you for sending it in.
Yeah, what a great song. Tim had talked about the video. We posted the video also of Dustin Chapman, Slow Dance, now number one at Who's Who Countdown this week. The video guys has been now added into rotation on the Heartland Network.
Okay.
That is a big ordeal.
Nice.
That's very cool. So congratulations, Dustin Chapman. And it just keeps rolling up for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people will be polishing their belt buckles to that song. Right,
hey,
Tim?
Hey, that's right.
Well, we thank you guys so much for listening in on our countdown, us having some fun in this crazy world we're living in right now. Tim, do you have any last words?
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for wishing me a happy birthday, and I just wanted to share a little something with you. My buddy Matt gave me this really touching birthday card, and it makes sound, you know, one of those kind. And I just wanted to share it with you listeners, if you don't mind.
Got a minute? Don't mind at all. Got 1 minute.
This is a special treat.
All right. Are you tearing up?
I am. I'm getting a little tear in my beer. It says, another birthday. Well, party hardy. And then you open it up, and you hear this. Yeah, and he says, you old farty. Hope it's a good one.
I can see why you're tearing up.
Yeah, so, hey, thanks, man.
Straight from the heart, that was.
Straight from the fart?
Somewhere. I don't think it was my heart.
All right, Matt, any last words for our listeners?
Yes, you're welcome, Tim. thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it very much. Unique Beats, we want to thank you for adding on Who's Who, Top 10 Countdown.
Yes.
He told us this week that the listens, the downloads have quadrupled.
Ah, they went from 3 to 12.
Awesome.
No.
No, we are very happy about that. That's very exciting. T. Graham Brown, his interview was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Wade Jennings was great. David McRae, Dove, that was an awesome interview. And then also all the artists that's on our top 10, we can't thank you enough, John Hunt, today. We have a special legend again coming up next week, David Frizzell.
She said, I'm going to hire a wino to decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here. You won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall.
Huge song. We can't wait to interview David Frizzell. I'm looking forward to that. And just find us and see what we're going to be doing next. Get it. Like our Facebook page.
Yep.
Like Night Owl Country Band's page. It'd be great. Brent, do you have any final thoughts?
Well, before I give my final thoughts, I wanted to give Steve 10 seconds for his final thoughts.
All right.
I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
Thank you.
Steve approves of that message.
He's the only one.
He is the only one.
Good night, John Boy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. Remember, as always, if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/whoswhopod, facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at The Real NOCB, Instagram at Night Owl Country Band, and online at www.nightowlcb.com, where you can purchase tickets to our shows, purchase merchandise, and check out our schedule as to where we will be playing next. And until next time, on behalf of Matt, Tim, Steve, and myself, we encourage you to step out of your nest and listen to some music this week that you normally wouldn't have listened to. Take care and stay safe. See ya.
Goodbye.
Have a good week.
Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for